We are learning Masech Vesoy to Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph, and we're beginning from the brand new Mishnah on top of Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph. The halacha is that by Soita, they take a Megillah and they put it into the water from the Kir, and they erase what's written on the Megillah. What are they writing on the Megillah? So three sheets in the Mishnah. Balo lichtav es Megillah, eizem makom v'kosev. From which part of the parasha do they write? In the pasuk it says that the kosev es ha'olos ha'ela. They write the olos ha'ela ha'koyin b'sefer. Write on the sefer. What do they write on the sefer? So if you look at the parasha is like this: v'shbi'o isha ha'koyin va'omar al isha im lo yishachav ish oisach v'im lo yisotis tumotachas ishech inoki ve'emar ma'amar ha'ela va'ad kisotachas ishech v'chinit meis. And goes further from Pasuk Yutes through Pasuk Chav Beis. So the Mishnah says that you write, you start from Loi Shachav Ish Oisai. You don't start from Shpir Oisai Kayin, Vamal Isha. You start from in the middle of that Pasuk, in the middle of Pasuk Yutes. You start from the words, Loi Shachav Ish Oisach. And you write, Loi Shachav Ish Oisach, Loi Shachav Tumatakas Ishaich, Hinoki Mei Mar Mei Eila, Vaki Sot Takas Ishaich, Vitish Vach Es Shravtai Bavadi Ishaich. Then it skips out the words Veshbia Hakoyin Esa Isha. It skips out those words because that word is a tzivu. It's not part of the curse of the klala. Veshbia Hakoyin Esa Isha Veshvuos Allah. Vam Hakoyin Esa Isha. Take that out. Then you start again. Vitin Hashem Oisach LaAllah. Until the end of Pasuk Chav Beis, and take out the words Vamer Isha Amen Amen. Let's read it inside the Mishnah. Veim Lo Shachav Isha Oisach VeGoimer. VeAd Kisat Tachas Ishech. Then you don't write VeEinik Koyse Veshbia Hakoyin Esa Isha. Then the kais vidin Hashem oisach la'olav shvua uvah ma'im amar me'elav ma'ayach. Let's just bet them la'pi yerach. Ve'in the kais, if you don't write va'amr isha amen amen. That's the shita of the Tanakam. You write basically these pasuk yotes, pasuk chav aleph, pasuk chav beis. Besides for the beginning of the shpira yisrael kayin, and besides for the beginning of the third pasuk chav aleph. V'shbi'a koyin es isha, you take that out also. And then the last words of Pasuk Chav Beis, v'amr isha me'amein, you take that out also. That's the first sheet of Tanakam. Rabbi Yisya im lo'ya mafzik. You write the entire parasha. You start from the words, im lo'y shachav isha isach, until amein amein. It sounds like including amein amein. And you write the v'shbi'a koyin es isha, and you write the amein amein. That's what Rashi speaks out. Rabbi Yehuda imer, kol atzmein ha'koysev. You don't write a lot at all, like we had before. We alluded to that. Rabbi Yehuda holds you write less. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, just like I said, you use less mayim. The Mechalikus use a chatzi logo revias logo. Rabbi Yehuda says revias k'shem shemayit b'ksav kach mayit mayim. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you write much less. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer call atzma in a kaisiv. Ela yitin Hashem oisach la'olav v'shua uva mayim ma'arma ela mayich ve'in a kaisiv amisha amen amen. You only write the last two psukim from the middle of the second to last pasuk. Yitin Hashem Oisach Olav Hashvua, until the words V'amr Yisha Amein Amein V'Loyad V'Chlal, you don't use those words. Those are the three sheetahs we have in our Mishnah, what you write on this Megillah. Zakti Gemara, what's the Machlaikas, the Bi'ah Machlaikas, these three sheetahs in our Mishnah? My Kemifigi, what are they arguing? Zakti Gemara, Bahai Kro Kemifigi, they're arguing in the following pasuk. The pasuk says, V'Kosav Esa Olois Ha'ela Ha'Koyim B'Seifa. You write these Olois, these curses, you write this on a sefer. So we're going to dash in the words ha'alois ha'ela. According to Ramea. Ramea sova alois alois mamish. Means mamish the klalois that says in the parasha ha'alois levrabois klalois ha'bois machas brachos. Even marba the beginning of this what we were reading where it says like this im lois shachav ish oisach v'im lois sa'az tumutach tishach, which means if you didn't sleep with that person and you didn't go, you were mezana tachas your husband, then hinaki mimeha mar ma'ela. You'll be potter from getting a curse from these mimeha mar ma'ela. So from that bracha, we could deduce a klala. It's a klala abom mitzah bracha. So rabbi's klala is abom is machas brachas. That's what we learn from the words of ha'olos that were marba, that you also write in this, on this klaf, you also write the klala is abom machas brachas. What's Eila? Eila lemute klolosh mishnah Torah. Eila is coming from Maya that you don't write the klolosh of mishnah Torah and some have a girsa shabbat Torah's kadim. We know that Techacha is written twice in the Torah, in Parashas Kisavai and in Parashas, which is in Devarim, Sefer Devarim, and Parashas Bechukaisa, which is in Torah's kadim, which is Sefer Vayikra. So you don't write those klolos on this piece of paper. Because of it's always Eila, it's coming lafuke those klolos. Lemute klolosh mishnah Torah. Ha'ela, lemute tzavois v'kabalos. It's lamutei the tzava is the kabbalas. That according to the Tanakhama, you don't write the v'hishbia koyin, you don't write v'omer yamein amein, that's the kabbalah, you don't write the tzava, v'hishbia koyin, you don't write that. So we're learning out from ha'olois, we're being married by something, not only the olois, even the olois, even the curses that come with the brachas, and ha'ela is being memayit, that you don't put in the teicha of Mishnah Torah and Teres Kanim, and ha'ela is being memayit, the tzavois and the kabbalahs. V'rab yoisi, kulu k'da amris. Everything is like you said, but es the rabbis tzavois v'kabbalos. Es is coming to marba tzavois and kabbalos. That you write also the veshbia of amen amen. Aye, what do you do with the ha'ela of ha'olos? Because it's saying, what do you do with the ha'ela of the hey ha of ha'ela? Because it's saying ha'ela is coming mayit. He's saying everything like Tanakama, coming to mayit the klolos and the Teres Kanim and the Mishnah Torah, coming to mayit that. But what's S is being marbed, the klolois, the tzavois, and the kabbalos. That's what the S is being marbed. So what's the ha'ela being memayit? Ha'olois is being marbed, the klolois that come from the brachas. What's the ha'ela, the extra hay there? So Rashi speaks out, the ha'ela is orche de kra. That's the record of Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says, kuluk de amris, I mean marbed something else from the word S, which is tzavois, the kabbalos, which is domain, amen, and the shbiyan. If we write the whole entire parasha, and we're asking, what do you do with the hay? That he says, orchid the crow. V'rameir, esim lo darash meir, is not darash in esim. So that's the pachleikas Tanakama and Rabbi, which is Rameir Rabbi Yossi. That's the biyam pachleikas. What's that, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, kulu b'muti darash du. He darashes all those hays as a miyat. Olois, olois mamish. Ha olois, lamuti, klois, abo mach brachas. We're coming to mayit, the klois, abo mach brachas, which is what? Which is the pasuk, the first pasuk. It says, im lo yishachav isha yisach, vim lo yisach this tah, tumutach isha. If you didn't do something bad, hinaki. So it's saying, even though there's a mechal lavat shmehen, it's mashmah, if you did do something wrong, you'll get an oinish. But that, we're not counting, that's a miyit from ha olois. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, a miyit from that. And Eile Lamuti Klaus Mishnah Torah, and Ha'ele Lamuti Tzavayas Kabbalas, and therefore we only write the end of the parasha. V'ra Meir, Maishna Hai Hei. The first Hei, the Marbi Baby, we're being Marbe something with it, we're Marbe the Klaus that come from the Brachos, or Maishna Hai Hei, the Mait Bei. And what's about the second Hei of Ha'ele, or being Memayit something with that Hei? And we're saying that you don't write the Tzavois and the Kabbalos, which is the Veshbi'a Kain and the Amen Amen, you don't write that. Why is the first Hei a Ribui and the second Hei a Miyat? So Gemara says Pashut. That Hei the Gabe Ribua, since the word Olois is being Marbe, so Ha Olois is also Marbe, the extra Hei. Hei the Gabe Ribui Ribui. Hei the Gabe Miyuta, which is the Ha'ela, is Miyuta. Gemara is not a Kasha. But less later, Ramei Machal Vatashmehein. We know all of a Shas. Rameir, Hekasir Rameir says that you're right. The part of Mloy Shachav Ishay Shachav Mloy Shachav Tumotakas Ishay Chinaki. How do you say that you're right that Lechaira, it's Mechalav Ishmehen. You're learning out the Klala from the Bracha. He doesn't hold on Mechalav Ishmehen in Kala Tarakula. Omer Avetankum, Chinaki Ksiv. That here, even though usually it holds, you don't make a diak, you learn, you don't learn a lav Ishmehen. From a Bracha, you don't learn a Klala. But here it says Chinaki without the Yud. And it's Ki'ilu, it says Chinaki. Which means you read it, it's not like a diyak. You read it, that you read those words, you stop from Lois Sotas, they write, Tumat Tachasishech Chinoki, as you read it. If there was Tumat Tachasishech, then Chinoki, he should get Chanak, she should get killed. If she was Tumat Tachasishech Chinoki, so it's not a Mechlal Avat Shemein, it's a first in the Pasuk, and therefore, even Rav Meir will hold, that's you read the Pasuk, and therefore you can write it. It's not Mamash, Aklola, Abama, Abracha, Mechlal Avat Shemein, it's not because you learn out from the opposite that if she's innocent, then she's be clean. If not, we don't learn. It's pasuk. We learn. Read into the pasuk. Chinoki. Zok to Marvaiter. Dorosh Rav Akiva. Ish veisha zachu. Let's talk about some drush on ish veisha. Ish veisha zachu. If they have good shalom bayis and they don't do averes, they're not mezana tachas each other. Then if they're zaycha, shchina b'neim. The shchina's b'neim. Lo yizachu eisha chlosam. What's the pshat? Rashi explains that in the word ish we have a yud. In the word isha we have a hey. The yud and the hey stands for Hashem. So if they behave, then shchina shari b'neim. But if you take out the shchina, which means they don't behave, you take out the yud and take out the hey. What is it? Esh and esh. The ish is esh, and the isha will be esh. Then the esh will eat them up, and they'll cause the machlekes to burn more and more. Amar Rava, the isha adifa mid the ish, and by the isha she's worse than the ish. If she doesn't behave, it's worse for the marriage than the ish. Hay mitzaref, because by the isha. the words, the letters Aleph and Shin are together. So the Eish is more together. Even so, you take off the Hey, the Eish is more readily available. By the Ish, if the Yud is in the middle, so the Eish by Isha is worse, and by Isha it burns faster the fire. And like the one of the farshim speak out, chatters like this, because by Ish, if he's mizana with someone else, Chas v'shalom, so it doesn't stare his own wife. But Mashenkim, the Isha who was down on someone else, that is worse for the marriage, because it becomes also to the husband. That's why Eish burns faster, and the remez that's alluding to it is the word Isha has the word Eish next to each other, the Aleph and Shin next to each other. Zokta Maravaita, Omar Rava, Pema Omar Torah, another would say a little more Garata told the Mishnah. Why does it say to use offer for the soita, which use dirt, use soil, use dirt for the soita? Zachso yotzeben of ben kav Avraham Avinu. If she's zoichem, she's innocent, she will have a son like Avraham Avinu. It says by Avraham Avinu, he said that I am like offer ve'efer. Use the word offer. Loi zachso tachsel offer. If she's not zoichem, she will go back into the earth where she came from. And that's really, the offer really has the kayak to grow something, which means like grow something like Avraham Avinu, and it also has a place where you bury people. So it depends. If she's zayich, if she's innocent, she'll have a son like Avraham Avinu. If not, she'll go to that, she'll die and be tachs la'afra. Doros Rava, b'schashom Avraham Avinu, when Avraham Avinu told Loit, told the king of Sodom, the Melech Sodom, that's the next Gemara. First, this Gemara. Doros Rava, b'schashom Avraham Avinu, v'noicha ef eifer. Avraham Avinu told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he was a big onav, said, I'm an off of eifer. Zocha banav lebeis mitzvahs. There was zecha to two mitzvahs. Efer para v'ofa saita. There was zecha to two special mitzvahs. The efer of para. Duma and the ofa saita. Freyti gemara v'ikonami ofa kisa adam. What about kisa adam? Hosom heksha mitzvika hana aleka. Which Rashi explains means like this. That the schar, of course, Avraham gets schar l'ilma above. But there was certain schar get by ilma zeh. From off of Efe, he got schar by ilma zeh. Efe para and off of Saita have a hana in this world. What's the hana? Efe para, a person becomes pure from that in this world. And off of Saita, it helps for Shalom Bayis to off of Saita. Masha'inkin, the off of Kisedam, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to get schar in the next world, but there's no hana. You don't feel hana in this ilma zeh. So that was the schar, the Rav Avinu said, off of Efe, he even got hana in this world, that the mitzvah, you got mitzvahs that give you hana in this world. The Efe para and off sorry to give you hana in this world. Doros Rava v'schash of Rav Avinu told the Melech of Sodom, the King of Sodom, after he saved the King of Sodom, so the Sodom, they wanted to give him all the rechush. He says, "Give me the nefesh and keep the rechush." So it says in the pasuk, Rav said, "No, I'm chut v'atzreich nal. I'm not going to take from a chut, from a thread to a shreich nal to a shoelace because of that." And Rashi says that he was keeping himself away from Gezel, even though maybe he deserved it because Kibush v'chama, someone who captures someone from v'chama, he gets all the loot. But the Maaseh, he held maybe a certain level was Gzela. And b'schar that, he kept himself from Gzela, he was zochum banov beis mitzvahs, two mitzvahs, chut shel tcheles, the thread of tcheles on the tzitzis, v'tzua shel tefillin, and there were two of tefillin. B'shom v'tzua shel tefillin, d'chsev, we're going to stand ha'na ba'il ma'zeh, because it's v'rol kol ha'meretz, v'kishem v'shem nekor alecha, and they'll be scared of you. V'tayim v'li yazeg adam ha'il tefillin, sh'v'roish, that someone will look at you, and they'll be scared, so you have ha'na. Of a chut shel tcheles, what's the ha'na? Chut shel tcheles mai. So Mara's going to answer, the chut shel tcheles ta'ana is that I see the shechina, I remember the shechina. So Kabbalah is playing a shechina from this tcheles. That's the ta'ana we have in this world. The Tanya, why did the Torah say that you make a blue thread from all the colors? Tcheles doim yam, tcheles doim to the water, to the ocean. The yam doim rakia, and the ocean is doim to the rakia, to the sky. Rakia doim kisei ha'kavet, and the rakia is doim to the kisei ha'kavet. Shnema, vayiru eis elakei, yishol v'tachas ragav, k'mais livnes ha'saper, ketzim shmayim ha'toyar. You see that the shemayim looks like livnes ha'saper. V'chsiv k'marin, evan ha'saper, musikisei. And the musikisei is k'evan of a sapir. So you see that the rakia is doim to the kisei ha'kavet. And the yam is doim to rakia. And the cheles is doim to the yam. So therefore, you'll remember the Shechina. And that's why Rashi explains you need all these drushes, because you couldn't just say that the Tcheles is doima to the Rekia, because the Tcheles doesn't look really like Rekia. Tcheles is doima to the Yam, and the Yam is doima to the Rekia. And the Rekia, we have a Pasuk that says the Rekia is like the Kisei Kavod, because the Pasuk says about the Shemayim, the Etzem HaShemayim HaTorah, it says, Kemais Livnes HaSapir, and it says in the Pasuk, in Yecheskel, Kemara Evan Sapir, the most Kisei, the Kisei looks like Sapir. So, therefore, you see the Kisei is like the Rekia. And we know the Rekia is like the Yam. And Tcheles is like the Yam. Therefore, you have Tcheles, it's Kihilu, Hik, Bil, Pnei, HaShchina, and that's the Hana you have, Ba'olam HaZeh.